We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't be mad at me about this. You can be mad at society. I'm just following the rules.
Not only is this savage, it's manipulative, opportunistic, cruel, selfish. Rude.
Today's Savage or Sensible, which you can vote at 98pxy.com. All I'm saying is, Whitney, if you would like my HBO login so you can watch the latest season of Game of Thrones, that's fine, but you're going to owe me.
God, Corey!
Nothing in life is free.
You know... Okay, so let me back up and explain that I used to have HBO.
Yes,
until
you used to leech off your parents, and now you're looking to leech off someone else.
Until my parents so thoughtlessly canceled the subscription.
How dare they?
Right before the season 8 premiere of Game of Thrones. And you know what, Corey? I've asked
Well, I'm sure they're really trying to stick it to you. I'm sure that's why they did it.
They probably were. I've asked a very small, low-lift favor of you, and that is that you lend me your HBO login so I can watch one season of one show, and then you can change your password back to something else. And I mean, did it ever cross your mind, you wise, all-knowing sage, that maybe I would be inclined to do something nice for you of my own volition?
No, that never crossed my mind.
If you just did this for me out of the generosity of your heart.
Nope.
Because we're best friends.
Never.
I mean, that's the worst part. The worst part, the betrayal of it all. I mean, you're a traitor.
We're best friends.
Nope. You're a traitor on top of everything
else. How many
times
have we had this conversation?
I don't hear it. On top of everything else, manipulative.
I mean, look, I don't think just oh, well, I mean, I'm sure she'll just do something nice for me in response. You are the person on this radio show that preached about how when a coworker just brings you coffee, they aren't doing it just to be nice. They're doing it because they want something.
Exactly.
So I am following your life mantra.
I'm in
of
on it.
Honesty is the best policy, and I'm being completely transparent and upfront and letting you know that if you would like me to do this favor for you, there will need to be a favor later on down the road in return.
God. All right.
We live in a capitalistic society. Things are transactional. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if I'm going to risk my neck.
You're not risking anything. That's the comedy of it all.
I don't know the legality of sharing your password.
It's probably tantamount to like jaywalking.
Also, if you really want it that bad, you can always get it yourself.
No, because I'm going to watch one show, one season.
Then cancel it when you're done.
Oh, my God. You know what? And the ridiculousness of it all. You sound like JFK. Ask not what your friend can do for you, but what you can do for your friend. How do you know? After all the nice things I've done for you over the last year.
Name them. What nice things?
I got your baby a onesie.
Yeah, with your name on it.
Yes. Okay. Doesn't matter.
So that's self-serving.
I got you a t-shirt.
Name me one thing that wasn't self-serving. One.
I've done things.
Just one thing.
Okay. I got you tea one day when I was going up to the kitchen. I brought tea back down for you. And you know what? I could have burned my hand because that was scalding hot water.
Now, did you bring me tea because I will sometimes bring up your coffee to heat it up for you if I'm going upstairs? And how many times have I done that for you versus how many times have you brought me down tea?
All right.
That's about 100 to 1, by the way.
I got you a t-shirt for Christmas that said, Dad Joke Off Champion.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice of me to concede like that.
But I also got you a gift, so that's, again, transactional.
I don't understand. The bottom line is...
Sensible. Yes, the bottom line is
this
is sensible.
Why wouldn't you... But you don't have to do anything. This isn't something where, like... I'm not asking you to do anything. All
there's
you do
risk involved.
Is text me your password.
What if you go rogue and change the password and steal it?
What?
It's a possibility.
What?
It's you can't say that it won't definitely happen.
Why? What would I get out of that? Barring you from your own account?
How many times have you just reveled in my misfortune? I guarantee this is what would happen. I would go in to log in to watch a different show on HBO since, you know, I've been up to date on Game of Thrones because I'm a real fan. I'm like you.
Yeah, whatever.
And I would try to log in and I get like, passwords not right. And I immediately text Whitney and her response, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know what happened.
It would be pretty funny.
All behind the scenes.
I just
you say I'm the puppet master.
Yeah.
I'm not putting myself in that position.
So I commented on Facebook about, you know, this whole savage or sensible thing.
Right.
And then I said manipulative, opportunistic, cruel, selfish, savage. And Amber wrote exactly.
So you have one.
Jessica said friends do things for friends, period.
Well, do we really want to have that conversation again?
What?
Work friends.
Oh, my God, Corey.
222-9800. Call into the show now. Savage or sensible, the fact that I refuse to give my HBO login to Whitney without her agreeing that she's going to owe me one. Is this transactional? A lot of people I know will share, like, okay, they'll pick up the HBO and then their friend gets the Hulu or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you share. So there's a transaction. They're
okay.
Bringing something
to
the table.
Do that.
I already have all those things. I don't need that from you.
Well, I just
want to hang it over your head, to be honest.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. What kind of a favor are we talking here?
I haven't thought about it yet, but it could be anything, and that's the best part.
Well, I'm going to go to HR.
HR worthy. Stop it. Stop it. Not like
yes,
that.
That's what
don't
I'm going to...
even.
Then, well, then
don't
let,
even go down that road.
Let me have the password.
You know what? I'm going to go to HR.
What?
222-9800, Club PXY, safe text line, 69822. You brought it up first. You're the one who was thinking it. Go to HR.
I did not. I didn't say anything.
You can text
I just
in the keyword
HR.
Vote, VOTE, to 69822.
The hostile work environment.
Message generates may apply. Let's grab this. 222-9800, Dustin from Brockport. What's up, buddy? Savage or sensible?
Okay. So I'm as usual, I'm torn. Because
oh
it is Whitney, so it would be sensible.
Why?
However.
Oh, to do that tour. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, to do a tour. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Sorry.
Unreal.
But then, on the other hand, you know, she is the aunt to your son.
Self-proclaimed.
That's right. Nope.
That's a self-gloss.
Aunt.
That's a self-glossing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you always take care of family.
That's
so
right.
So that's just what I'm thinking.
Thank you,
no.
Dustin. That's no. So sensible of you.
Dustin, you're gonna have to pick a side here, buddy. I know you're torn, but savage or sensible?
Do the right thing, Dustin.
I'm going to go with, I would say give it to Whitney. It's nothing.
So you're going to say it's savage.
This,
so you
I'm
say
sorry,
savage.
You know I'm always on your side, Corey. You know I'm always on your side. But...
Well, this time, Dustin, I'm going to have to agree to disagree. Appreciate you calling in the show.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye. Seeing a lot of sensible on Facebook right now, on our Facebook page. They can search 98PXY.
I think they misunderstood and they think, they're saying it's sensible to give me the login, I think.
No, I think it's pretty clear what we wrote there. Jake saying, or don't be cheap and buy your own subscription. It even states it's unlawful to share login info.
You're trying
to get me to commit a crime for nothing.
Okay, you know what I'll owe you? I'll bail you out of jail.
What, when I get in trouble for this?
Yes. Yeah.
Kaylee, sensible. You pay for the subscription, correct? So it's a favor for a favor, not savage at all. It's like the whole, you fly, I buy. I don't know what that reference is.
I don't either.
Doesn't make any sense to me. That's okay. You're on my side, Kaylee, so I'm down. I'm down for it.
Oh, this coming through on the text line, 69822. Savage, real friends do unto others as they would want, expect nothing in return. Expecting nothing in return.
That's right. Again, I don't know if that's the best argument.
Why?
You know, real friends, work friends. How many times do I have to say it? How many times? How many times do I have to say it?
Oh my God.
Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Put a bow on this one. It's been very, very close. Going back and forth with the voting. You can always vote for Savage or Sensible at 98pxy.com or by texting in the keyword vote to 69822. Today, for Savage or Sensible, the fact that I want Whitney to owe me a favor in exchange for my HBO login to watch Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just refresh one more time.
Corey.
I want to make sure it's the most updated. It's most updated and possibly, okay. 56% of the people voting say that is savage.
Ah! Yeah! Oh my God.
Fortunately for you.
That's amazing.
All those people voting, it's not their HBO login
Corey!
That we're talking about. It's mine. So, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.